Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.
Welcome to the Reveal Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Nieto. We're going to go beyond the success story, the surface level chit chat about entrepreneurial journeys. We're going to uncover the layers and reveal the kind of secrets that top entrepreneurs rarely share. I want you to experience real impact through these conversations and stories and inspire you to commit to the action required to achieve your dreams. Today, I'm joined by the amazing realtor, Sunny Singh. I'm so excited to share Sunny's journey from transforming underperforming hotels to profitable assets, hosting a television show, flying planes in the Indian Air Force. And that's just the tip of the iceberg with Sunny. His life is truly a testament to facing challenges head on and emerging even stronger. We're going to go beyond the success story, the surface level chit chat about entrepreneurial journeys. We're going to uncover the layers and reveal the kind of secrets that top entrepreneurs rarely share.
A lot of energy happening. And so I'm very excited. Thank you for being here, Sunny. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Sincerely, I want to give my huge gratitude to you for inviting me to your podcast to share my insight to your audience.
Sunny, I've heard you tell so many stories on a stage with a microphone. It was one of my favorite experiences this year was listening to you speak and being in the audience, being an observer, experiencing other people's faces and seeing the way that there was a shift in the energy in the room when you shared your stories from the stage. So I wanted to jump right into a story, because I know you got them, so I don't have to pull these out of you. You are an amazing real estate entrepreneur, but you didn't get started thinking you were going to be a real estate agent. Stories help people really understand that, like, they can do this too, right? I want to hear your getting started story. Tell us about your experience with how you became a real estate entrepreneur. I love this story.
Real estate, I never thought in my dream also that I would be doing a real estate. If you asked me 10 years ago also that you would be a realtor, I can't. Okay. So I was working in a hotel, and when I was looking for some kind of rental property, the reason was I was looking for a partnership with the owners who I was working for. And they always keep on saying, yes, you will get it, because the hotel, which I changed it, this hotel was in a really bad area, San Bernardino, if you know which kind of city it is.
I sell a lot of real estate there. Yeah.
Yes. So it's affected with prostitution and drug dealers when I came in 2011. And I had two choices. Second day only to leave the hotel and go back to my in-laws' place, or stay here, clean the place, because I have a three-year-old, my son, to raise. So that time, coming from a military background, I cannot give up. So I said, okay, I will clean this place. Took me more than 6 months, or at least 6 months, I will say, to cleaning something which was people and gangster were there for a long time. Now somebody coming and trying to remove them, which is scary. So yes, if you ask me, I was scared. Yes, I was scared, but I had no choice. And I told myself I cannot raise my son in this environment, because I was also living it. They also provided me apartment inside the hotel because we were couple married.
You did have the third option of becoming a gangster, just saying.
Yes, but my upbringing happened such a way either you do or die situation. And
absolutely,
of course, I do many things to make my father still happy. I lost my mom when I was 16, so I have only one parent. So that's my father. And I just don't want it to go back to my in-laws also. That was also reality. So when you have a good intention and your mind and your heart is clear, the whole world comes and help you. And that's what happened with me. Mm-hmm. Within 3 months, the revenue started jumping. a $60,000 hotel revenue changed to 70 and 80 in 3 months, which is 90 days period. And focus, continuously, I was disturbing those people, the wrong people who are coming on the property. And that in changed the people who were staying there. They're like, okay, now the good people started coming. Because now you remove the people who were like bad, and security came to help, police came to help. Many, when you come forward, when you took one step, God will provide other 4 steps. That's what happened with me. And I was lucky. So the owner I was working for, he's okay, Sunny, we will give you a partnership. So what happened is when the profits start coming, there were 5 owners. And now they started fighting that we'll keep Sunny and we will separate. So now the thing is, everyone fighting to keep the hotel and everyone convincing me that you stay with me. So
they saw your value. You had proven your value, right?
Yes, but I never thought that I would get a chance. One of the guy who was actually trained me, he was taking like, Sunny, let's go to Fresno. I have 168 room hotel I'm just buying. See the place and I will provide you more bigger place, 4 bedroom there. And also I will give you more salary. My son was actually going to school and I thought of myself like, why I should move? And this guy who's a current owner, he's saying, you stay here, whatever you want. And I just said, okay, I don't have any reason to move. I gave him what I wanted and he went ahead. But that time when he gave me a partnership option, now I had no money in my pocket that much. So I tried to ask my in-laws, and they all said no. So I said, okay. But they told me that, okay, whenever you come up with the money, we'll include you. So the year passed by and when I had money, I started asking them, hey, where's my 10% share? And they're like, oh, now we cannot keep you because X and Y is that reason. Because they knew now that Sunny is not going anywhere because he already said no to those people.
You taught them different.
What happened is the frustration started because what they're doing is not right. But in place of getting frustrated, which was coming to me, I started doing something like, you know, I went ahead and I bought a brand new car first year when they said no. And second year, what happened? I bought a house. I asked them every year. And then second year, I bought a house. And when I bought the house, that house was, I think, linked to my real estate because the realtor who sold me the house, he's a Costa Rican American realtor, but basically from Costa Rica. And I don't know what he saw, but I was very grateful for this gentleman and his wife, who actually helped the process and who educated me how to buy and all. It was very easy process, 30 days escrow close. And I was like, wow, man, it's so easy to buy a house here. And it's done, my wife and I, we invited them to their favorite restaurant in Upland in California. And they loved that restaurant. So it was approaching Christmas. No, it was not a Christmas time, but we just started whatever they want when we give them a gift also. They actually told me, Sunny, I'm doing this for more than 15 years. I have never seen a buyer come up to us with a gift. And I was not aware. I had no idea what buyer and seller industry looks like.
You were just grateful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grateful.
And he said that we became friends now. Now we are bound. Sunny, I'm your older brother. Just tell me anything. And I said, okay. I took him to an Indian cuisine in Ontario and we are having a glass of scotch and all. We came back to his house. Also after having the Indian cuisine, it's only him and I. And then he gave me a Mike Ferry expired script. And Sunny, can you read the script? And I was like, what is this? Okay, Mr. So-and-so, I'm calling regarding your listing expired. What is your plan to move and all this thing? I said, what is this? So now expired also, you don't know because you're not a realtor. What is this expired thing? So listing expired and you're reading the script. So ultimately, long story short, he called me at his office and he said on 1st of each month, so I remember the date also, 1st of August, 2019, this was, okay? It took 4 or 5 months when the relation and all, and he said, you're good for real estate, just come in my office. So he started, that day I saw everyone is having the headset on their ear and they're like calling people, prospecting. And I asked him, I'm like, hey, is it a call center or is it a real estate?
What's going on here?
He said, just you watch. And then four to five hours, I was just watching him and his wife and his cabin doing it. And then I got hold of it. Then he said, what do you think? I said, can I do the same thing? Because I already buy out the script. He gave me 3-4 days ago. Yeah. So now I started calling. With 2 weeks, Jessica, you will not believe, I generated 4 leads. Went for 4 interviews. Out of those, 2 were actually successful. I was not licensed yet, but I was just, as you can call it, an offline assistant. And we did close 2 deals. And then he told me, when he said, Sunny, you work at the hotel and for the whole month, for the same money which you made in this sale, 2 sales. And then I was like, yes, that's true. That time, what I did is I just told myself that I will appear for the exam. Luckily, that organization, that brokerage, had a training going on for realtors. So in the morning time, I was working in the hotel. First, that few days I was going also at the real estate office. In the evening, on Tuesdays, I was practicing my real estate courses. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, long story short, on 12th February 2020, I got my license. So
Sunny,
that was
a
journey.
There's a couple things there. Is one, it was someone that you met, and through expressing gratitude, which to you was natural and normal. It wasn't about the norm of who buys who the gift in the client-buyer relationship. It was just that you were grateful, you expressed gratitude, right? Number two, he gave you an opportunity. You went in with an open mind. You went in with this open mind, and you thought, is this guy trying to get one over on me, or is this like a real opportunity? And you had this like blind faith, right? Really? You didn't really know what to expect. But what you said, one thing that you grazed right over, went so fast, that's so key in what you shared, is that you actually created a schedule for yourself that worked. I don't know if that guy helped you with it or what, but you said, I'm still number one, I'm a dad. Number one, I'm a husband. I see, follow you and got to know you quite a bit. You're very much family first. But you had your mission and your purpose and your vision. You already knew what wasn't working, but you didn't go to anger. Like you said, you were getting frustrated, but you were keeping your mind open to what the opportunities were. And then you applied the actual like activity. You made the calls, you saw it work. So you become licensed. Now what though? Now you're not sitting behind in the call center all day now, right? How did you go? How are you now, Sunny, the realtor? Tell us a story about how you became Sunny, the singing and the dancing realtor that I see behind you.
So before we go there, I miss one part. There's a saying, when things happen to what you wish for is good. But when the things happen, what you have wished, it doesn't happen. That is even better, because then it is happening with the wish of Almighty God or some superpower. And that superpower will never think any evil about you. So this I have always in my mind. When I was growing up also, I had this, that if these partners are not giving me partnership, then there's something else is there which I'm not exploring. Mm-hmm. And I just have to be grateful of what I have. Now, coming to your next question. So then I started practicing real estate. Of course, I still have my day job. That time it was only one hotel my wife and I was arranging. But as soon as I got my license, you know what best thing happened? My partner saw that, okay, now he got a license, he might leave. So let's give him a partnership. So you know what they did? In the COVID time, right, within 3 months, within like 3 or 4 months, they said, Sunny, they told me actually in 30 or 45 days that we are now looking for other hotel and we want you to invest. Now what happened? From last 3 years, I was just asking, begging them, and they were not giving. And as soon as I stopped it and they came forward, they're like, now they know that he will go away. So I got my real estate career and I also got my partnership, which I had, I will not say that they owe me, which I was working hard for that.
100%. Absolutely.
So things do happen, provided you have a faith and superpower, you can call it, universe call it. Just keep on doing it. Put your head down and keep on walking. Success is there. Because when we are born, this is what my grandpa told me, and I should share this. Well, I was, I think, 12 or 11 years old, and I see my grandpa, he's from a countryside, and he helped people always. Whenever somebody need help, he go forward without any written agenda. And my dad is always upset because he's in the Air Force. He's making money, he's sending money, and he's spending money. So he's always unhappy. So I asked my grandpa, why are you always present for everyone? He said, when anyone come to this world, we owe this world. And how we owe, because when we came, we have not created this world. The sun, the moon, the train, anything we have not created. We just came and we are taking the benefit and enjoying those benefits. So when we came here, we have to pay the rent. And the only way you can pay the rent is by serving others. Because one, we have to go. Okay. This is, we are just visiting this place. Some people say that we go to heaven, we go to next life. I don't know. But we are just a visitor. And if we keep this in our mind, that it's just a short period. Today also, I had the option. I would have, people always ask, why you dress up so like Thai and all? It's not California realtor. Don't have to do it. But what, today is my last day on there. But today, if I have this thing in my mind, will I not dress up? Will I not do whatever the best I can do
before doing this? Some people will say it differently. They'll say, if I leave the house, I want to make sure if I end up in jail that I'm dressed nice. No, I'm kidding. I always say dress for the job, or someone actually told me a lie, but dress for the job you want, not for the job you have, or dress as the person that you want to be. And I also in California, knowing that many people, and I respect it and I honor those people that say, this is who I am. I wear my Vans and my shorts and my, I'm like, hey man, hey, bless you. That's your life. I respect you. But I'm of the same cloth there, Sunny, that I like to show up dressed in a way that it really communicates a lot about what you're showing up to do and your purpose, and like that you're taking the opportunity or the experience very seriously. So I love that about you. And you always look sharp. You always look sharp, Sunny.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So you're on the Reveal podcast, right? So I called it Reveal podcast. And so I hope you came ready. I'd love for you to share. You're a real estate entrepreneur, and you have so many great stories that I've heard about how you've really made an impact on people's lives, not just as the first homeowner, but how you've helped them build wealth. And that's amazing. You understand this investment side and partnerships in the hotel business and in commercial. So tell me a little bit about, for 2024, we're coming up, so we're going to talk about the new year. What is something that you want to reveal to the universe, you want to put out there into the ether that you're working on, or a problem you want to solve in this next year that you'd love for someone listening to hear, because you want to connect with that person? They're going to provide some kind of resource or connection. What are you working on for 2024?
Well, all the listeners, I will say, always believe that things are happening for a reason. Number one thing, if 2023, I don't know how many of you got affected, but by grace of God, 2020, I got my license. 2021 was double of 2020. 2022 was almost double of 2021. 2023 was for me going to be like recording the this year. Actually, 2023, I sold my highest sale was $2.7 million in Newport Beach. As a part-timer, if I can do it, anyone can do that. And that is also full of gratitude. I got that listing. Mm-hmm. I can't even, you know, I was not hoping that I'll get it. It's very far from my place also. Yes. But when you have your faith like a mustard seed, you know, in Bible it say that, you can move anything. You don't need any rocket science or anything to do. You just need a clear heart, clear mind, and a focus, of course. Your focus should be sharp. If you're doing this, then you're doing this. If you're jumping, then you're jumping. You're not thinking like, oh, what if I get hurt? Yes, hurt is also natural. If you get hurt, you will learn something. You will get time spent in a hospital and you can read more books.
So,
because in a busy life, I regret that I don't have time much to read my books and all those things. Because to keep maintaining the hotel at 98% occupancy, two hotels, and then doing real estate, sometimes it get hectic, but this is what I wanted. If you ask me, this was my goal was 5 years ago, that I wanted all this thing. Now, I should not sweat the small stuff, that why I'm not even having time, so many things. So time is all about mindset. So 2024 is going to be amazing. We all have to believe it is going to be amazing. 2023 was amazing. I don't know why people are saying it was bad, but it was not bad for me. So I would not say I got to speak on 1, 2, 3, almost 4 stages. EXP put me right behind the one. This one, 4,000 people, 19th May, 2023. And thanks to Jessica, She recently put me on Tacoma, Washington stage. So you know, what I have to complain.
You were great.
Real estate was, I already did my numbers higher than last year. The only person I'm competing day and night is the Sunny 2022 or Sunny yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't have to compete with Jessica because Jessica or anyone else. Because if I start competing with somebody else or if I try to copy somebody else, what will happen? I will lose my Sunnism. I cannot be just, well, I cannot be Glenn Sanford, right? I can be Sunny. But if I just be, compete with myself, I may be sharper and better rather than chasing somebody else who is doing X and Y. Because we don't know what they are going through, what kind of journey they had. We only know what journey we have.
One of my favorite mentors, he said, or he posted something this morning that says, just go ahead and be yourself today because everyone else is taken. This is the option that you have. And what a blessing, right?
So, 100%. Oh, because most of the time we try, man, I have to be like that person, that guy wear this kind of watch, that guy has drive this kind of car. We start comparing things. That time we lose original us. I like Jessica. The reason I like you because you're always you. I've never seen you trying to be somebody else. You're trying to
thank you.
Actually, you are a top producer. You're not showing the world. You are in numbers wise. You're doing which is many people can't even reach in their lifetime. So, and still you come forward and you're trying to create better leader that speak a lot about you, your upbringing and your true leadership.
Thank you for that, Sunny. It's always about creating new leaders and it's so rewarding to see people grow. And you and I work on a platform at eXp Realty together too. We're associates, right? We both work. I sell property in similar markets than you do. And there's so much pie for everyone. It's not about, yeah, market share is amazing, but there is so much opportunity. And one of the things I think we shared behind the scenes is that it's not about going after what everybody else has. But if you see that someone is achieving something that you also want to achieve, the thing that is lacking is picking up the phone or building relationship with that person, finding a way to build relationships with people. For example, I don't really even recall specifically the moment where we interacted the second time. I know we met in person briefly, but I think I called you or maybe even text you and said, Sunny, you want to speak at this event? Because I thought we need someone to come in and bring the fire, bring the energy, make people feel connected and excited about their future year coming up. We need to get someone on the stage that is just going to ignite the room. And I thought, Sunny, sing. And I said, hey, Sunny, you want to come in to come? And you're like, yes, let me know when. And it's, hey, Sunny, will you please be a guest on my podcast? Yes, I'll be there. And it's that conviction that we have to have. And when you know your purpose, instantly, it reflexively, yes, that aligns with what I'm looking to accomplish. That aligns with who I am and what I am and my mission.
Jessica, like I said before, we are in this, the world was already created. We came to visit and pay the rent. So sometimes, every time, we don't have to think of what we have to collect. When you called me, I was in the middle of a cash flow. And I don't pick up phone that time. But the thing was, I saw your name. And I was like, Jessica is calling me and your last name came. And I was like, I have to pick up this. You would not believe they are waiting in the garage. They already have U-Haul and everything in their U-Haul, all the stuff. And I just took a U-turn from the field.
They're looking at you like, wait, you're supposed to bring me.
And they must be thinking that what this guy is doing. He saw that all the stuff is in the U-Haul and now he's taking an app across the street from them next to my car and they can see me when I'm talking to you. And then after a few minutes, I said, Jessica, I will talk to you more. Let me finish this catch with you. And I still have everything was discussed already that you will do this.
You had him scared there for a minute. Oh, man. Being a realtor out on those streets, doing that work, it's so funny how many books we could write, the stories of people. And we got to do that sometime, just have some stories. And we actually were able to share, you had actually just flown in to Seattle and we met up in the Pacific Northwest. And you drove down to Tacoma. I was already there. We were sitting at dinner and you came in. And yeah, every time you come in, man, it's like you're on stage, but never performing. Like it's just your natural energy. Tell me, like, as a little kid, have you always been that person in your family? Like, your dad's saying, like, your dad obviously believed in you, right? Have you always been that person? Have you ever been through a time where it was hard to be that person?
So people, all my schoolmates who now connect me after the gap of so much time, thanks to social media, they always all say that you don't look like the same, but your smile is same. The only thing we can remember is your smile. Even my school teacher, and I'm surprised, like, okay, I was maybe 10-year-old. How come my smile is same? And they're like, they always see me smiling. Even if I'm doing a mistake, I'm smiling. Even if I'm like doing something wrong, someone coming to fight with me, I'm smiling. So people will remember only that thing. So what I will say is I was very average student. Not even average. I will say till 9th grade standard, my teacher was just looking at my face. Okay, maybe next year he will do something. And you will not believe, I was very good in like study-wise, yes, I can speak. But it comes to reading, I was not even a good reader. When they make me stand and read, even Hindi or English, and I'm like, then they're like, oh, what happened to him? He was answering so good in the class. Now he can't even read. So I was that kind of child. Everything changed when I was 14. My mother was diagnosed with third stage cancer. And being the older, I will say I'm the second. So I have my older sister who was 15, then I was 14, and then I have two more siblings. One is my sister, 9 years and 8 years. So we are four altogether. Now, somebody who got like, you know, we are all young and we find out my mother is a stage of 3 cancer. That time stage in 1999, I lost her. So that changed everything. The whole world for me changed. Now, my sister, that time, she was a school top. So people always used to assure me, he is a brother of that girl who was a school topper. Look at you. And you
had a school what? A school what?
School topper. Like, she used to stand always the first class, first
person.
And got it. I was the same boy in her school, lower than her grade. She was always 1 year ahead of me because she's older than me 1 year. And so people like, that's your sister. You don't study and she's scoring A grade and all. In India, they have scoring system. You're a topper, you're second, you're third and all. Top every year. Now what happened is my sister got affected, huge affected with my mother being on last stage cancer. And now my dad has to, we were posted in India. It's the northeast of India, which is a place called Guwahati, Assam. And that place don't have any cancer treatment. So now my dad has to take my mom to Command Hospital with the military hospital in Calcutta, which is like far. So now, thank God we have a military Air Force residence. So we were staying there. Now, as a 14-year-old, I have to take care of my older sister because she got into this kind of, you can say you're close to your mom, kind of depression or sadness. And then you have two siblings who don't know what's going on in the house. They don't know what's happening with mom. So that went almost like 2 years. Then my dad and mom traveling for the treatment and all. Finally, my mom was, I can see that chemo and all, the recovery happened. But what happened is when Air Force located my dad to a safer place where he can take care of us, which is close to Mumbai, a place called Pune. So Pune, when we came, my school finishes at 2 o'clock. I'm coming home, eating my lunch, taking the state bus or whatever it's called, Pune Municipal Bus, to the Command Hospital. Now, this is my journey for almost 3-4 months. School, finish, going to cancer ward, take care of my mom, just see her, because I don't want to miss that opportunity. And when I was going through that process, in her ward, there were like 26 or 27 ladies more in that ward who's going through some kind of cancer treatment. So I learned a very basic, now a 16-year-old, by now I already turned 16, and I was in my 11th grade. A 16-year-old boy, no sports, taking care of house. Of course, dad is now stationed same place, so he's helping a lot. But I was supposed to be mature now. No more games. I'm not playing any cricket, which is in India famous, and just started. But I was crying almost every day when I was going through this process. But the day I lost my mom, somehow I was not crying. I think I saw the pain she was going through. And my sister and everyone was up, like, what is naturally has to be. And that moment, something changed in my life. The same average study guy become a topper. Now, my sister somehow cannot handle that thing. So she got affected into, she's still on medicine and all. And somehow that way we finished my education and all. And I will say more, those things happen bad. We can't change it. But those things are the one which made me a strong person, a leader. Because yeah. It was training me for today. That's what I
said. And you went into the military as well.
I went to, when I was going to college, I was doing a training for 3 years training, yes. Was flying in microlight aircraft, weapon training, and going different camps. My plan was to join army. But when I met my wife at 19 and a half, then I thought process changed. Like that, stay away from
love her. Happened. Yeah. What was your mom's name? What's your mom's name?
Maharani Devi.
Bless her. She raised a beautiful son. I wish she was still here, but I'm grateful that you shared that story. It's interesting how grief changes people. I lost my little brother back in February this year.
So
I lost my grandma, just before her 80s, would have been her 82nd birthday here in November. And different, my brother was young, different to lose your grandma. We knew like she was at the end of her wonderful life. But I keep this thing, I don't have it real close to me, I don't think, but it's a little piece of paper that my niece, she's 9 years old, and she wrote this little note to go to my grandma. And when she passed to be at her funeral, she wasn't able to attend, with the flowers. And it said, just, well, gosh, like I know what it says. I read it all the time and then it won't come to me. But it basically said, you live a very long, beautiful life, like something like that. And it's the perspective that children have is so different. And same little girl that lost her dad this year, 9 years old. And
mind asking what happened to your brother?
Unfortunately, it was drugs. Nah, overdose.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And that all started many long time before. But it's like you shared, it's seeing people in so much pain and so much going through so much. And then when they pass, it changes your perspective on certain things. And everybody has a different experience with grief. But yeah, it's interesting how sometimes we can go back to a very specific experience. Sometimes it's a person we meet or something that somebody says, and it can literally catapult you into a different direction in life, just in terms of just your mission, like how you show up and ready to conquer things. You just feel different. Sunny, I'm proud of you. I didn't know that story, and God bless your mom and your family, and so grateful that you're smiling and showing up the way you are. If you had to compact just everything Sunny's whole life, hard times, fun times, good times, every bit of Sunny, and you could just compact it and say, this is my number one or number two thing that I would tell someone to start with today to get started, what would that be?
With gratitude is number one thing.
See, what's that? Say it again.
Gratitude,
exactly. Gratitude.
The reason is, see, we think that our pain is the biggest pain because we are going through. We don't know there are people who are not kind like us. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm thinking my pain was big that time. There are many kids who have not seen their parents when they were born. Either something happened to them, they met with an accident. At least she raised me in such a way that I can take care of my siblings. So if I look, everything has a two way of looking. You can look like, okay, this bottle, I don't know, you can see or not right now, is half full. Or this is half empty. So it's a way of looking how you look at things. So life is not going to be as per you, as per us. It's not going to be fair. There will be some sore thing happen or something which we don't like. But remember that things are happening according to some force which bring you here in this world. That's a superpower, because some people don't believe in God. So I just say that superpower universe which created you. That is not going to be doing any kind of injustice, provided you always do your part. You always do show up and you do your work, which you, real estate is one profession, yes, you can serve. But any job you're doing, suppose you're working at the front desk or at the Starbucks. If I give a cup of coffee to a client with a smile and just like, hey, here's a coffee. Thank you so much, Jessica, for here. And some kind of, I did my part. whether Jessica is in a good mood or bad mood, she would feel like, oh, this guy, he just was selling a coffee, but he with such a passion he did that I loved it. Same way, any job you are doing, you are actually serving the universe, you're serving the society, you're serving people. Every job is a service. Real estate is not the only service place. I'm saying even if I was serving the country, I was doing with the same pan. Even I'm at the hotel, I'm making sure that customers are happy. I'm making sure that my housekeeping, my maintenance is happy. End of the day, what legacy we are leaving behind? Because three things I learned very beginning of my dad. My dad actually told this to all four of us, which is actually coming from special forces, military forces, that now, Namak and Nisha, which I actually mentioned in many video. So Naam is like something, it's a Hindi word, which you wear in your uniform, your name. When people hear Sunny, they know, okay, if the job has to be done, it was done by this way because they know Sunny. So what name I have is called Honor, Fidelity and Honor, Courage and Fidelity. Now, Nishan is what? Nishan is something which you are giving. No, sorry, I'm missing the Namak. Namak. Namak is what you're giving back to this country, which gave you so much. This community, which EXP event. Jessica, you're the perfect example of giving back to EXP. EXP is giving so many things to many agents. Yes. But how many are there who are actually doing something, thinking of giving back to EXP? There are very few. They all want. So very few of you like. So what, how we can return? That's called Namak, the salt of the country, or the salt of the Namak, like salt. So what are you giving back? Because that salt is in my blood. So I have to make sure I give back those things. Like my grandfather said, that you born with, you have to pay the rent. So that is salt. Yes. And now Nishan means fidelity. What you're going to, legacy you're going to leave behind when you are not this in world. Why people will remember you? What you did. You came and you're gone. Who knows you came to this world? So that's the reason also I apply this to my, which I will tell you at the end. Spread happiness, spread kindness, and don't forget to dance. That you are alive. Show the world you are alive. Do something which people remember. Leave something behind that the next generation, like, yes, he was somebody who did something for the whole world. Without anything in return. Because what did human life need? Basically, shelter, clothing, food, and those are our basic necessity. Rest, everything we are chasing, it's good. If you have access, go and help society. Give it back to somebody.
Ah,
otherwise, you cannot sleep peacefully. Something will be always bothering you. Something will always tell you that, oh, I think I'm not happy. Tomorrow, Jessica is wearing a very expensive thing and I'm also a girl. I'm like, oh, I should wear also. So I'm never happy. So just giving you an example.
I love that. I shared today, I believe on Facebook, at the guy, John Teplak. You've heard of him. He's an amazing coach.
I met him this time. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We were both at shareholders. So you met John Teplak and I was sitting front row and he said something that resonated with me so deeply, because sometimes it's something that you hear someone say and it's already something you believe in so deeply, but it's the way that they articulate it, right? The words that they use, because words matter so much. And he said, celebrate people with curiosity. That can mean something to everyone a little bit differently. But for me is, I see Sonny, he saw this $2.7 million listing. And oh man, keep scrolling. Man, that's cool. He did that. He's just bragging. It's no, pick up the phone. Sonny, congratulations on all of your success. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe how you have just excelled so much in real estate. I am a little bit stuck here. I want to accomplish this. I love that you did this. I was wondering, you have 15 minutes. I would love to ask you some questions because I want to know your process of how you achieve that. I guarantee you this guy, Sonny, he would answer the phone and he would give you a little bit of his time. And so that's that. I love that, is celebrate people with curiosity, and love celebrating you, Sonny. If somebody wants to get in touch with you to buy or sell real estate, we didn't even get into your amazing stories of how you've turned some brand new clients buying like small properties into purchasing $1 million properties or building equity and wealth. How would someone get in touch with, which is funny, I think of you, I actually wrote down when you said yes to the podcast, I said, Sunny, I don't even think of Sunny Singh, your actual name. I was like, Sunny the Dancing Realtor. So how does someone get in touch with Sunny to be there? Mm-hmm. Whether they want you as their realtor or they just want to learn from you and get to know you, Sunny.
The easy phone number is 909-233-0756. Pick up a phone and I will answer. Social media, Instagram is Happy and Lucky Man, which is dream for everybody, right? Happy and Lucky Man. So, and many times people told me that you're a professional realtor, you should change it, but I've still not changed it. So, and my Facebook, I have two Facebook, one personal is Sunny Radhir Singh, and my professional is Sunny Homes, which I might be changing it because I do commercial also. So Sunny Homes is the one right now. My LinkedIn is Sunny Radhir Singh, and feel free to reach me, and I'm here, and I'm here to serve, and I will keep on serving till my last breath.
So I love that. And I am going to wrap this up later with some music, but let's end this up. Let's wrap this up like Sunny style.
Sunny style, easy. Remember, you want me to tell also why I use these three sentences?
Yeah.
So I always say the world whenever I'm doing any closing, spread happiness, spread kindness, and don't forget to dance. First of all, why you spread happiness? Because you don't know. Your smile can change someone's day. Your happiness is contagious. Like a COVID was contagious, this is more contagious than COVID. Happiness can change people's mindset. So spread happiness. Why spread kindness? If you are in a position to help somebody make their day, please do that. Do not think that I will do tomorrow. Do it today. If you're in a leading position, a boss position, and you can do something for your employee, do that today. And being kind, you don't know who's going through what kind in this life. And why don't forget to dance? Many times, this body is alive. This body die actually at the age of 30, but we are buried at 80. So if you're alive, show the world that why you are alive. That's the reason I say that. Don't forget to dance. So it's very easy, guys. Right hand, spread happiness, spread kindness. And you all know, don't
forget to dance. I love it. Thank you, Sunny. I cannot wait to see you in person, but your happiness and kindness comes right through the screen. So I feel like I could give you a big hug. And I look forward to launching this podcast, sharing it with you, sharing you with my audience and our network. And we'll see you soon. Thanks, Sunny.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.